we realize that things have happened before and they will happen again according to a celestial clock that astrology speaks to. But if I might, in terms of maybe transitioning or segue into some earth change kind of stuff.
Sure.
I've put together just a few quick one-sentence quotes, and I'll tell you, I'll give you the quote, and then I'm going to tell you the century they were written in, and then let's see if they apply at all today. One quote is, all elements will become altered. The sea will scream out and raise itself against the whole world. The air will be dirty and be polluted. That was written in the 16th century by a mystic. Here we go again.
Yeah, well, that's cyclical.
Okay, quote, when the great time will come, it will be foreshadowed by striking changes in nature. The alteration between cold and heat will become more intensive. Storms will have more catastrophic effects. Earthquakes will destroy greater regions, and the seas will overflow many lowlands. That's from the 13th century.
Interesting.
One more, and then we'll go on. Troublous shall be the latter ages of the world. The trees shall not bear the usual quantity of fruit. Fisheries shall become unproductive, and the earth shall not yield its usual abundance. Inclement weather and famine shall come, and fishes shall forsake the rivers. The people will be oppressed. Dreadful storms and hurricanes shall afflict them. Then a great event shall happen. That's from the 6th century.
They knew.
They knew. They had the opportunity, the skill, the shamanic insight to see into our time period. And they said that this would all occur as we entered from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. Aquarius is the water bearer sign, and we're seeing the seas and the storms and the hurricanes increase in intensity and severity, and because we are dealing with, you might say, a self-correcting living organism called Mother Earth, and now she's entering into a new alignment with the Sun and the Milky Way galaxy, and we're being tossed about a little bit, you might say, on this planet because we're in a healing crisis.
I agree. This planet is alive. I used to say this years ago. Nobody believed me. They thought I was nuts. I think this planet is as alive as we are, as a plant is.
I think that she is the source of every second of our intelligence and consciousness, and all the information in the North and South Poles on this huge electromagnet that we're standing on at the moment is what is downloaded. That information is downloaded, and we call our consciousness.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty interesting take on that. How'd you come to that?
Well, I think Chief Seattle had something to do with it. I know that I love the Native American ideas on these things, and you know, Chief Seattle was a great prophet in his own right, and you know, he talked about death. He said there is no death. There's just a change of worlds.
Speaking of Seattle, how do you feel about some of the talk of prophetic talk that Seattle could get hit with a huge tsunami one day?
Well,
you've heard this.
Since you brought that up, let me share another vision.
All right. By whom?
By me.
All right.
In 1994, I told my wife that let's go to the Midwest. My wife's from Missouri. She was born.
Well, I'm from St. Louis.
And my wife's from the other side, from Independence, Missouri.
Sure.
So I said, Connie, I've got an opportunity here. I had just retired early from the federal government, and I did a year as the vice principal in charge of discipline for my old high school, Central Kitsap High School in Silverdale. And I said, well, these kids are going to run me out of here. I know this is not a good career change for me. I think I'm going to go back to the mental health side of things. And I got an interview in Kirksville, Missouri, at a mental health clinic. So I loaded Connie up, and off we went to that interview. Well, this was in June of 1994, in fact. We're sitting at a Days Inn motel, and again, it's 4 a.m. in the morning. I was suddenly awoken by this tremendous vision. It was a panoramic, full-color, high-intensity vision of Mount Rainier erupting. And it just, again, just floored me. I went, oh, not again. you know, what's in the water? You know, what am I doing here? And I saw more than that, and I sensed more than I actually saw. There was going to be a massive earthquake off the coast of Washington, Oregon, in the Cascadia subduction zone. I knew nothing about that at the time. This is only coming from hindsight and doing the research. But I had this vision, and it's in my book, and I share many, many others like this that I've had. But the point here is, why did I have that vision? And here's what I believe. I was raised at the base of that mountain, Mount Rainier, in a little sleepy town called Pacific City, Washington. Went to grade school there. And my parents and my two brothers and sister, we would plant our vegetable garden there in that soil, that volcanic ash at the base of that mountain, year after year as a child.
Pretty fertile?
Very. And I thought, later, I said, well, my gosh, this DNA stuff that Lipton and company talk about, et cetera, is true. That means that my molecules in my body are literally attuned magnetically resonant with the soil that the food came in
sure.
that I ate as a child. And Mount Rainier is part of me, and I'm part of it. Again, here's this native idea coming up against. We are the earth. You know, in other words, you know, Chief Seattle was the one that said, you're listening to the voice of the earth. I see you with the eyes of the earth. And I literally believe this now.
Well, you know, the fact that you were able to see this and to be able to, I guess, absorb it shows how far you've come.
Yeah, I think so, and I'm very comfortable with this, and to the point where maybe I hope I don't, but it sounds, you know, almost I'm flippant about it. No, I'm not. I take it very seriously. In fact, I moved my family to Spokane, about 250 miles inland from where I was, because of that vision. When I got back from Missouri from that trip,
yeah,
I said, Connie, we're going. We put the house up for sale.
That was it, huh?
That was it. We've been here 11 years in Spokane in the South Hill Medical District. And that's the reason. That's the honest truth. That's why I'm sitting here and not on the coastline, which I dearly love.